In local news, a young Fairfield man was killed Saturday morning in a single vehicle accident in Marion County. The victim has been identified as Tyler Bozarth, 25, of Fairfield, the son of Mike and Barbara Bozarth. According to Marion County Sheriff's officials, Bozarth died when his vehicle missed a curve in the small Marion County community of Walnut Hill and crashed. Illinois State Police have assigned an accident reconstruction officer to investigate the crash. Tyler worked at Nascote Industries in Nashville, Illinois. Funeral services for Tyler Bozarth are pending at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Three Wayne County men were arrested late Thursday night on methamphetamine-related charges. Wayne County Sheriff's Police, along with officials with the Wayne County Probation Department, went to the home of Bratton T. Burge in rural Bluford shortly before midnight to conduct a probation check. Inside, police say they recovered suspected methamphetamine, bath salts, digital scales, and brass knuckles. Bratton T. Burge, 24, of rural Bluford, faces charges of possession of a counterfeit drug, possession of meth, drug paraphernalia, and unlawful use of weapons for being in possession of a set of brass knuckles. Others arrested on charges of being in possession of meth and drug paraphernalia were James T. Burge, 47, and James Riker Burge, 21, of Wayne City. All three suspects have been lodged in the Wayne County Jail pending the filing of formal charges and setting a bond. The former Millshoes Township clerk was jailed Thursday afternoon on a White County warrant, charging her with escape. Shannon L. Woodrow, 42, was taken into custody as part of a warrant sweep conducted by agents of the Southern Illinois Drug Task Force. In April of this year, Woodrow entered a guilty plea to charges she stole township funds to pay personal bills, including her Wainwright Cooperative utility bill. As part of the guilty plea to 7 counts of theft of public funds, Woodrow was sentenced to 6 months in the county jail. The judge gave Woodrow a few weeks to report to the county jail to begin her sentence. When she failed to show up in May, her $2,500 cash bond was forfeited and an escape warrant was issued. White County Sheriff Doug Meyer added that Woodrow was also wanted in Saline, Franklin, Jefferson, and Hamilton counties on various theft and bad check charges. In Jefferson County, her bond is $15,000 cash. Woodrow remains in the White County Jail pending sentencing on the felony escape charge and appearances in the other 4 counties. Fairfield Rural Fire Department, along with friends of Kathy Bramlett, will hold a benefit dinner for Kathy today from 11 a.m. until the food runs out at the Wayne County Floral Hall. Menu will be pork chop or barbecue, green beans, cheesy potatoes, applesauce, dessert, and drink. This is by donation only. All proceeds go towards Kathy's medical expenses.
Clayton Homes of Fairfield is having an October blowout sale. Save money on your new home this month at Clayton Homes. Single wides, sectionals, used homes, and modular homes available. Also, factory specials on custom orders. You pick your colors and options. There's still plenty of time before winter, so come in soon and check out the beautiful homes at Clayton Homes, 2 miles south of Fairfield on Route 45, or go to claytonhomesfairfield.com.
The Jeep Celebration event is going on now, and LeMond's in Fairfield is having a one-week-to-deal promotion. Take advantage of offers like 0% for 75 months, plus a $1,000 rebate on new 2015 Cherokees. 0% for 60 months on new 2015 Grand Cherokees, and save big with rebates up to $3,500 on the new 2015 Jeep Patriot. LeMond's also has new 2016 Wranglers on the ground, and will special order you the new Wrangler of your dreams. One-week-to-deal ends November the 19th at LeMond's Chrysler, 412 East Main in Fairfield, and LeMondsOnline.com. You'll like the way we do business.
The noose used to execute notorious Southern Illinois gangster Charlie Berger will go on display in a one-time exhibit this afternoon. The noose will be displayed during a free public viewing this afternoon from 2 until 4 at the Hanna House Museum at 101 East Center Street in Fairfield. The infamous noose was fashioned by G. Phil Hanna, a noted humanitarian executioner from Epworth, Illinois, in rural White County. It is now owned by Randy Henson of Fairfield. At $14,000, Henson was the successful bidder for the noose at an auction last June at Sohn & Associates Limited in Evansville. More than 5,000 people witnessed Berger's execution on April 18th of 1928. The last public hanging in the state of Illinois, Berger was executed for the December 12, 1926 murder of Joe Adams, the mayor of West City, Illinois. Berger was known to have killed at least three men. 15 others, including a woman, were slain during the bloody war between the Shelton brothers and the Berger gang. After the hanging, the news fell into the hands of James Pritchard, the Franklin County sheriff who helped capture Berger and oversaw the hanging. In 1959, it was given to Mary Glover, the daughter of Sheriff Pritchard. In 1996, she loaned the noose to the Franklin County History Museum in Benton on the condition that the family could have it back whenever they asked for it. Glover was getting old and in poor health and appointed her daughter, Rebecca Cock, as her guardian. When Cock asked that the noose be returned to the family, museum officials refused, triggering a lawsuit. In 2008, after a five-year legal battle, Edwards County Circuit Judge David Franklin ruled that the museum had no claim of ownership and Cock had superior right ownership. 2 days after taking possession of the noose, Rebecca Cock suffered a stroke and died. After Cock's death, the rope was handed down to Spencer Pugh of Evansville, the great-grandson of Sheriff Pritchard. Pugh put the noose up for auction this past June, with Randy Henson of Fairfield becoming the latest owner. In addition to the historically valuable noose, visitors to the Hanna House Museum this afternoon will have the opportunity to view several other items from Southern Illinois gangster past, including artifacts from the notorious Shelton Gang. There will be no admission charge to the museum this afternoon. The Fairfield Retail Merchants will be having their annual Witches Night Out this Tuesday from 5 until 8 p.m. Contest and costume judging begin at 7:45 at 114 East Main Street, the old Harris Building. Here are some of the contests. At 7:30, there will be a witch cackle contest. At 7:45, costume judging. Costume judging categories include best broom, best witch hair, best fingernails, scariest hat, scariest costume, witchiest boots, witchiest nose, most glamorous hat, most glamorous costume, most creative hat, and most creative costume. The public is invited to a star party on Tuesday on the campus of Frontier Community College. Science instructor Ken Harris will have his telescope set up from 7 until 8:30 p.m. on the lawn between the Richard L. Mason Building and the U of I Extension Office. If it is a clear night, those attending should be able to see the first quarter moon, stars, globular clusters, and nebulous patches. Attendees are encouraged to bring their binoculars. $700 in cash will be awarded at ARF's Halloween Hairball on Saturday, October 24th. Yappy Hour with Matt Kinney's Pulled Pork and pork Burger Sandwiches with Finger Foods will start at 7 p.m. at the Fairfield Elks Lodge. Torn and Frayed, a Wayne City-based rock band, will return for their 13th Hairball performance. Carnaby Square will award $250 to ARF's Best Overall. Fry's Garage will give $200 to the Best Group. Kincaid's Hardware and Home Decor will sponsor the $150 prize to first runner-up, and second runner-up will receive $100 courtesy of the clothesline. More hairball prizes will be awarded to hairiest, scariest, funniest, sexiest, best couple, and farthest traveled from ARF. McGahey's Liquor, the Chop Shop, Farmer's Daughter, Serendipity Carden Gift, Knapp Sitco, and Doug Amann State Farm. Tickets are $20 in advance at Kincaid's Home Decor Department and the Chop Shop. All attendees must be at least 21 years of age to enter ARF's Halloween Hairball. Next Friday, October 23rd, Fairfield Memorial Hospital and Dr. Patrick and Jessica Molt will be hosting a fundraiser for Marilyn White, a longtime Fairfield Memorial Hospital employee whose home and contents recently sustained fire and smoke damage. Pork burgers, brats, hot dogs, and potato soup will be available for purchase along Dr. Scranton Memorial Drive as well as in the Fairfield Memorial Hospital cafeteria starting at 10 a.m. A bake sale and silent auction will be held in the hallway near the front entrance of the hospital starting at 9 a.m. The silent auction will feature artwork and decorations designed by Marilyn White, homemade pies made by Alma Smith, and several other items. The silent auction bidding will close at 2 p.m. All proceeds from the fundraiser will go toward helping Marilyn White during this time of need. The boil order for residents in Fairfield on Southwest 7th Street and Rosewood Lane has been lifted. Water samples in this area have passed all inspection. Taking a look at sports in high school football, North Mac defeated Chester on Saturday 30-21. College football action, Rutgers over Indiana 55-52. Wisconsin beat Purdue 24-7. Michigan State over Michigan 27-23. Iowa beat Northwestern 40-10. It was Ohio State over Penn State 38-10. Nebraska beat Minnesota 48-25. Indiana State over Southern Illinois 39-36. Eastern Illinois beat Tennessee State 25-22. Illinois State over Missouri State 38-2. Florida State beat Louisville 41-21. It was Georgia over Missouri 9-6. Notre Dame beat USC 41-31. Baylor beat West Virginia 62-38. Alabama over Texas A&M 41-23. Oklahoma beat Kansas State 55-0. Memphis beat Ole Miss 37-24. Toledo over Eastern Michigan 63-20. Clemson beat Boston College 34-12. LSU over Florida, 35-28. TCU beat Iowa State, 45-21. And it was Utah over Arizona State, 34-18. Major League Baseball in the National League Championship Series. The New York Mets beat the Chicago Cubs 4-2. The Mets lead the series 1-0. American League Championship Series, Kansas City beat Toronto 6-3. Kansas City takes a 2-0 lead in that series. In the NBA, Sacramento beat New Orleans 107-98, Charlotte over New York 97-93, Miami beat Houston 105-100, Washington over Milwaukee 105-101, and the Lakers beat Golden State 85-70. In the NHL, Chicago beat Columbus 4-1, Montreal beat Detroit 4-1, Nashville over Ottawa 4-3 in a shootout, Tampa Bay beat Buffalo 2-1, Dallas over Florida 4-2, Pittsburgh beat Toronto 2-1. Washington over Carolina 4-1. The Islanders beat San Jose 6-3. Edmonton beat Calgary 5-2. And Boston over Phoenix 5-3.
Over 60 million Americans suffer from allergies. Clay County Hospital and clinics are excited to be able to offer a new allergy testing and treatment program utilizing allergen immunotherapy. Our testing process is a simple and painless one that pinpoints your allergies so that your treatment formula can be produced. If you suffer from allergy symptoms, call one of our clinics in Flora, Louisville, or Sisney to set up an appointment to see a provider. Clinic phone numbers can be found on our website at claycountyhospital.org.
Compassionate care for the ones you love. Clay County Hospital, your number one choice in healthcare.
Come in and shop at LJ Liquidations. If you see it and want it, buy it, because at LJ Liquidations, inventory changes daily. They're open from 9 to 5 on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and on Sundays from noon to 4. They're now accepting high-end consignments and furniture from the area and invite you to stop in. Stop by LJ Liquidations at Westport Plaza in Fairfield or call 842-5995. That's 842-5995.
It's time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. And the price paid locally was up a dollar at $40.25 a barrel. In local and area deaths, Tyler Grant Bozarth, 25, of Mount Vernon, formerly of Fairfield, died Saturday morning in an automobile accident near Walnut Hill. He had graduated from Fairfield Community High School and Frontier Community College and attended SIU Carbondale. Tyler was a quality technician at Nascote Industries in Nashville, Illinois. He is survived by his parents, Mike and Barbara Bozarth of Fairfield, brothers Brandon Bozarth of Cypress, Texas, and Jared Bozarth of Fairfield, a sister, Caitlin Bozarth of Fairfield, and grandparents, Robert and Doris Bozarth of Sisney. Funeral services for Tyler Bozarth will be held on Wednesday at 10 a.m. at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. A visitation will be held Tuesday evening from 5 until 7 p.m. at the funeral home. 80-year-old former Decatur, Illinois resident Joyce Ann Wilson of Bloomington, Illinois, died at 3:20 a.m. Saturday at Heartland Healthcare in Decatur. She had worked at General Electric, Grigolite, and F.W. Means and was a member of the Maranatha Assembly of God Church in Decatur. Survivors include a son, Audie Wilson, and his wife, Karen of Bloomington. Grandchildren, Michael Wilson and wife, Kelly of Bloomington, Amy Wilson of Peoria, and a great-grandson, Dylan Wilson of Bloomington. A visitation for Joyce Ann Wilson will be from 6 until 8 Monday evening at the Brentlinger and Earl Funeral Home in Decatur. Funeral services will be held at 2 p.m. Tuesday at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be from 1 until 2 Tuesday at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. 77-year-old Wayne City resident Lois Leather Shreve died at 1:45 p.m. Wednesday at her home in Wayne City. Survivors include her husband of 60 years, James F. Shreve of Wayne City, four children, Angela Clark and husband Dallas of Wayne City, Fred Shreve and wife Paulette of Bethalto, Illinois, Terry Shreve and his wife Marty of Snellville, Georgia, and Kenny Shreve of McLeansboro, four sisters, Irene Huber of St. Petersburg, Florida, Rose Imke of Rochelle, Illinois, Helen Shirley and her husband Denny of Mount Vernon, and Pat Cagle of Mount Vernon, along with special caregivers Tammy, Pam, Vicky, Tracy, and Tina, nine grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren, and several nieces and nephews. Mrs. Shreve will be cremated, and a celebration of life service will be held at 2 p.m. Monday at the Huey Funeral Home in Mount Vernon. A private burial of ashes will be held at Thomason Cemetery at Wayne City at a later date. Visitation will be from noon until the time of service on Monday at the Huey Funeral Home in Mount Vernon. Memorials may be made to the SSM Hospice and will be accepted at the Huey Funeral Home in Mount Vernon. You've been listening to the Fairfield Area News from the Fairfield Banking Company News Center.
Get your witch on this Tuesday night at the Fairfield Retail Merchants Witches Night Out starting at 5. Look for the cackle contest at 7:30 and the costume judging at 7:45 at the Old Harris Building. Great prizes in a variety of categories, plus door prizes as well. Stop by for details at any of our participating merchants, including Serendipity Card and Gift, Embroidery and More, Willow Tree, Maurice's, Your Flower Shop, Fairfield Produce, and Triple T Design, or just stop by the Fairfield Chamber of Commerce. That's the Fairfield Retail Merchants Witches Night Out this Tuesday night.
So, your truck has air-conditioned seats, power locks, and cruise, but does it have a dump bed like the new Polaris Ranger from Car Corral Polaris? Get a new Polaris Ranger with everything, including power windows, heat, power steering, sliding back glass, tilt steering, heated seats, Bluetooth stereo, and even air conditioning. You'll see why Polaris is the number one selling off-road brand in the nation at Car Corral Polaris in Flora or at carcorralpolaris.com. For safety and training information, see your dealer.
Here's the WFIW area weather forecast for today. Widespread frost early this morning. Otherwise sunny and a high of 59. Tonight, clear skies, low of 39. For Monday, sunny, high of 67. Monday night, mostly clear, a low of 46. Tuesday, sunny and a high of 72. Tuesday night, mostly clear, a low of 48. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, high of 74. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, a low of 53. Thursday, mostly sunny, high of 73. Thursday night, partly cloudy, low of 51. For Friday, sunny and a high of 73. Our high yesterday was 54. Our low this morning, 27. And our current temperature is 28. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Jessica James, WFIW News, copyright 2015.